We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Stop me when I'm wrong, but I read that you went private school, so I didn't know
you. Yeah, one stage, yeah.
Oligarch.
Hold on.
One stage.
Where? As in, what part? Was it primary or secondary?
Secondary. From age first, was it year seven, is it? You start secondary.
Yeah.
To year 9, 2 years.
Why just two?
Yeah, it actually was on a football team.
Why just two?
I got a scholarship.
Oh, you got a scholarship
after last. 9.
You know, I hated youths like you, yeah? Because I was the proper hater, like, oh, you got a scholarship. Like, yeah. He ain't going to come back. Them youths never come back.
Yeah, they don't.
They go pro.
Yeah. Bigger and better things.
Oh, what watch you got on today?
No Kettles.
What about you? Because we got a real watch, man.
Yeah, I see.
I got on my wrist.
Well, hold on. What is...
I'm wearing a protector. Why are you bringing up watches? But it's good you bring up watches. I don't mind bringing up watches.
Why, how come you get Specs a watch and give one, bring one for the man them?
Specs is my family.
Yeah, we're family.
You will be my family now. I missed that.
What watch did you give Specs?
5980 Patek.
Yeah, man. Oh, wow.
Bro, Jesus, I was going to line him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We are going to turn Specs upside down.
Specs, you know what Specs is? He's special. He's close to our family, isn't it? So he DJed my wedding. He's my DJ my wedding, bruv. In Jamaica.
He turned up, yeah?
Because I flew him out, bruv. Jamaica.
Nah, he don't turn up to a lot of
weddings. No. He's missed a few weddings before.
He don't turn up to a lot of bookings.
Really?
Yeah, so you mean a lot to him.
Oh, now he don't turn up.
Hey, listen.
But man, I'm going back way back, bro.
Okay. When he needed the break.
2011. So, long time ago. Remember, I know Specs a long time.
He's a PE teacher then, isn't it? Still.
Yeah.
You're a different price now.
Yeah, no, he's big thing now, isn't it? I can't even get in contact with him now, like.
Neither can we.
All right, sorry. How often do you get mixed up with Kieran Richardson from Hollyoaks?
Who is that?
Okay, never mind.
Kieran Richardson from Hollyoaks?
Yeah. Who is that?
See them Essex, man, just watching other show.
What, so you never watch Hollyoaks now?
Not to know.
I used to watch Hollyoaks, but is there Kieran Richardson there?
Yeah, man, Steve.
Oh, Steve, is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
Was he mixed race as well?
No, he's white.
Why?
Do you know what? I typed your name on Google. It said Kieran Richardson comes out as gay at 20. I said, what? I said, nah. The other one. Yeah, I clicked. I saw Steve.
Nah, that's a soaps man, you know. Because the other day he said something to me. He goes, that's so-and-so's daughter.
One second. Sorry, guys. Excuse me, everybody. One second. Relax. We're not doing that.
All right.
Can we get back to the beginning then? Because I'm telling you, private school. All right, what's your first academy, please?
First academy, I went to Wimbledon. When I was 9, 10, I played Wimbledon. I was there for what, 1 year.
I wouldn't have known until later, but when you obviously like come to the scene, like, I just figured you was a...
Man U.
A Manchester youth.
No. I was at Wimbledon for 1 year, and I left there, went to West Ham. I was at West Ham from 11, maybe end of 10, to 14.
What position were you there, Major? Sorry.
Oh, striker up front them times.
West Ham's always had a good academy, innit?
Yeah, wicked academy.
Who was there when you was there?
Oh, loads. So my era, like around about my age, me, Glenn Johnson, Anton, Liam Ridgewell. That's my era, you know. Obviously, a few years older, Joe Cole, Carrick. And above that was Rio.
Did you think everybody would like grow to be so big when you was there?
You know, I wasn't really focusing on other people. They were good players as well, but I just focused on myself. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know even then that you were going to be like a professional footballer? I'm talking 10, 11, 12, 13, 14s.
I wanted to be one.
You knew in it a little bit.
No, not knowing. I wanted to be one. That was my thing as a kid. Did I think I was going to make it? I had confidence, of course, but you never know. Football's, bro, injury or whatever. It can all change.
You said something to me off camera. And I want to see if you're going to repeat it on camera. Lippy's going to like it. You supported Arsenal.
As a kid.
What does that mean? Supported?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he still supports Arsenal.
Yeah, what's the bad thing about it? I don't understand.
No, it's no bad thing yet. But you had trials at United.
Why are you bringing that up?
What happened?
I wore an Arsenal shirt to my United trial.
At what age?
15, 14, 15.
That's quality, though.
That's unruly.
No, I like that.
14, 15, that's disrespect. I thought you was younger.
That's a big,
man.
Big disrespect.
It's unruly.
But that when you was 14, 15, that Arsenal team was dope.
Wicked. Wicked.
That team was dope.
But you know what? That I don't know, man. I just wore my t-shirt, innit? With Arsenal top.
And that got you, that did the job for you.
You know, my first ever trial at United, I flopped. I went there. I just froze. I didn't. The scout that took me up there was called Malcolm Fidgin. He's passed away now. Wicked guy, lovely guy. He was David Beckham's scout. He was like the London guy who represented Man United. And I went to Man U, and I went there and I just kind of froze. I wasn't myself. And they was like, don't worry, come back for a second time. And when I went back a second time, just lit up the dance, lit it up like mad.
As a what? What position?
Midfield.
Okay.
Midfield, like left wing, just doing my thing. I remember the game was, I mean, because Steve Bruce, right? His son was in my team, Alex Bruce. And I remember Steve Bruce being at the trial and he coming over like, Brad, yo, this is big Steve Bruce now. Like them times, it's peak for him. He's a massive, like obviously, I think he just retired them times, but he was a manager as well. I remember being like starstruck seeing Steve Bruce. And he was like, oh, well, like, well done, things like that. And from there, it just...
And you see when it's a trial, I've never had a trial at a big club. No, not a big club.
Not a big club.
No. Nah. But is it your trial?
It's everyone's
trial. It's everyone's trial,
There's a whole open... There's loads of players there trialing as well.
Yeah,
loads of players there. Yeah. You play against the guys who are really playing for Man United, like they'll have their own under 15s, and the other team will be me, the guy from Peterborough, the guy from Hull.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they just watch you for a few times. It was like that.
So how long and grueling was the trial period, like between that time, trial period to making it to that first team?
Oh, bro, I went to Manchester when I was 15, so I'm in school. I'm in year 10 in Manchester.
Yeah.
So I'm still a kid. So I made my debut when I was like six, just out of school.
Was you in Diggs?
16, 17. Yeah, I was in Diggs.
Whose boots did you clean?
No one's. That stopped. That just stopped when my era, yeah.
Yeah, you know, man say, yeah, I used to clean man's boots.
It stopped.
Yeah, that was about my era, Rube. I ain't cleaning no
In my Diggs, in my Diggs, who you'll know, like in my road, John O'Shea, Darren Fletcher was next door. I had a good Diggs.
So instead of cleaning boots, what kind of stuff do you have to do?
You know, we kind of had it easy. Still got to go and clip all the balls and bibs and all that malarkey. But actual boots itself, they had their own Albert, the kit man at Man United. He did all that stuff.
Do they still do that now? Or I feel like these youths.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, but that players like Rooney and that spoil it, bro. You can't have him cleaning Duncan
Ferguson. He did. Wayne Rooney cleaned Duncan Ferguson's boots at Everton. He did.
I seen him on the podcast saying Duncan Ferguson is.
Yeah, he did.
So he didn't clean his boots. I'm telling you. No, he said he thought that at 15, 16. He said, really? My man's tired.
I would love to clean like David Beckham's boots.
But why? I don't get the thing. Maybe I'm missing it.
Because these are guys who I look up to and aspire to be like.
Do you get to be around them? Or is it just you're going to go over there, collect that person's boots and leave them there?
No, they're assigned to you, innit? Like a young player will be assigned to a player, innit?
To be fair though, when I went to Sunderland later on in the career, I had my own boot boy. And I said, obviously tip him. It depends on your club.
Did he play for the team though? Like the youth team?
No, yeah, young kids, youth team, yeah. And I said tip him Christmas times and things like that. So different clubs will still do boot boys. But at Man United at that time, when we transferred from the Cliff, Littleton Road, over to our new training ground, Carrington, it all stopped.
So you see, you're saying you would have loved to do that, to be around the players and all that, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously, United firing those times when you're there. Loads of top boys.
The best.
That's what I'm saying. So is it more inspiring or daunting? Do you think you're definitely going to make it to this first team?
It's a hard question, man. Obviously, them times you said, this is the best team in the land. Mm. And you know, when I'm seeing Yapstam, Roy Keane and Andy Cole and all these big names, it's like, wow. But when you're in it, you're not really thinking about it. Like you're just hustling. You're trying to be a good player, right? So I never really thought like that. I would never sit back and think, oh, no, this can't do it or whatever. But I just think I'm here. I'm doing my thing. Just try and do the best you can do, really.
What's the pressure like then? I see a lot of players now that are in academy. Football, I feel like since you were in academy and now has become more of a business.
Yeah.
and everyone is fighting for their kids to be in academy. It's cutthroat. Everyone's in and out, and it seems like there's pressure on every game.
I feel like now there's more. They got their own little transfer window, like their own market, right? They can sell players for £6 million now. These young kids. It's mad. Back then, we didn't really have that. The biggest one ever in my era was, I think it was Cherno Samba, like £1 million. Was it like going to like Liverpool or something? It was like, there was a mad thing, wasn't there? Back then.
Jermaine Pennant money as well.
Yeah, JP was a big money. Back then, we didn't have that. Now, we have that.
What year was it that Man United made that move to Carrington when it was the new ground?
I think it's 2001, early 2000s. So yeah, I went there. I just got there. We just moved to Carrington. I remember everything just being fresh in the training ground.
So 23 years, it hasn't
they
been.
They ain't
touched.
Upgraded.
No, I ain't been touched since.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just making sure. Just getting the exact numbers. I just wanted the exact.
It's got the same taps.
You right. You know what I'm saying? Before my argument.
You know, this is a Liverpool fan, isn't it?
Oh, he's a Liverpool fan.
Yeah, so yeah. Anything, any local remarks, yeah, just know where it's coming from.
Have you got a new. I don't know what Liverpool's one.
Yeah.
Melwood, is it Melwood? Yeah, it's still there? Yeah, no, it's when I used to go there, it's Melwood. Yeah. No, but are they upgraded? No, when I said I was 15, it was Melwood. I'm saying it's upgraded. I don't know.
Upgraded.
I said,
yeah,
is
man.
It still there?
When you went there, the fans were looking at the over the side. And
yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah, look, they're long gone, man.
Oh, he's gone.
Gone, man. We gone, man. You know what I'm saying? Big drip.
Big drip.
recent.
No little spill, bro. No little spill. Trust me.
How did you get on playing against the first team at United?
What do you mean? Training or like...
Yeah, let's say training.
Be honest, man.
What do you mean how did I get on?
Like, your left wing... Now, let me set the scenario.
Yeah, you set up.
Your left wing, Gary Neville right back.
Did you leave Gary Neville and look...
Cause these man think he's goated
exactly.
Right back.
Like, so
I know you. I'm not on your level. You get it, yeah? But I'm a right footballer. Put me on the left wing, Gary Neville. If I'm running up against Gary,
he'll lock you up.
He's cooked.
Bro, what? One sec. What are you guys trying to say? Gary Neville's whack.
No, I'm saying he's class.
I'm trying to rate your ability now.
Yeah.
Let's not look the other way. This is a positive moment for you.
Yeah, listen.
So he's there. What's going on?
Gary Neville for me. Bruv.
They've all been trying to say this.
No. One second, let me finish. Let me land, boys.
Amazing.
The streets.
Tell them again.
I'm saying to you, listen. At them times there when I'm 19, 20, I'm mad fast. Yeah, crazy fast. All about skills, boom, 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 whatever. But Gary Neville, bro, he might not be as fast as you, but you can't get past him. I'm not even trying to have things like, I remember times where Gary Neville would say to me, Kieran, come do one-on-ones with me. After training, do one-on-ones against me. Because he knows, obviously, that's my thing.
Going, he rates you, that means he rates you.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm saying, for me, best right-back ever.
There you go.
Best right-back right ever.
In the Premier, what, in the Premier League?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we're all...
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Nah. I like Trent, though.
Oh, so that's who's right there.
No, I like Trent. I like Walker. I like Trent.
Hold on. Trent is better than Kyle Walker.
So if
Trent's not a better.
Hold on.
All right.
So if United had a Gary Neville level right back right now,
do you think
they'll be better?
Yeah. Undo.
Who's your lot's right back?
Dalot.
Come on, bro. That's.
Dalot's solid, though. He's just. You know, right backs are different.
Yeah, I think Gary Neville's better than both of them.
Right backs now are they're kind of footballers. But Gary Neville, that's a right back.
And then one-on-one sessions would have made you better, innit? Improved you.
For sure. So it was good for me as a player to go against Gary Neville, the best right back in the Premier League. If I can get past this guy, I can get past anyone in the Prem.
What about Quinton Fortune?
Pardon?
Was you there when Quinton Fortune?
Yeah, Quinton Fortune, yeah, wicked.
Where did that come from?
You know, I was going to say that earlier. Well,
what about Fortune? What about Fortune?
I didn't want to ban him.
Fortune left wing, though.
Yeah, but you left footed as well, no?
Yeah.
So. When he, like obviously, because to me,
yeah,
you was the better player. You know, like when you're playing football games and da-da-da-da, and you'll have like, say, Fortunes and they're like, you know, what's he doing there?
Mm-hmm.
And you might do a chair. Yeah. He's always out, let me. But how do you feel like when, did you, like, forget him, but let's use him as an example. Like when a player, you believe you're better than, you know you're better than, the team knows better than, but gets in the team ahead of you.
Obviously, as a player, you back yourself. You feel that you're the best. You ask any player, they will say, I feel like I'm the best player. I feel like I'm the best left winger at the time. But when them times, I'm not thinking about Fortune. I'm thinking about Ryan Giggs. That's the main guy, not Fortune. I'm not thinking, even though Quinton's my guy, I love him. But Quinton will tell you, he's not thinking about me. He's thinking about Ryan Giggs. We're thinking about the main man. Do you know what I'm saying? He's the one you got to dismantle. Not Quinton Fortune or something like that. So I'm not thinking about Quinnies. I'm thinking about Ryan.
Did you buck anyone at United that you thought when you first saw it, you might have thought, ah, football might not be your story, lad, or Prem's not for you. But then they went to crack on.
Nah, I think when you're at that level there, everyone's kind of all right.
Kemba Jemba, when you signed, did you think?
Why are you saying Jemba Jemba for? Because you tried that with Rio. You tried brought that with Rio, Jemba Jemba.
Nice guy.
I feel like some players are not suited for the Premier League.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Like, so did you get in training? You see the little flip flapping, like he's all dainty and that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He got paced out by Neville, G-Nev paced him out and that, and you think, bro, see, this is not your rodeo, bro. This is a donkey and a horse race.
There's times like that. Of course there's times like that. But would you want to hear from me? Would you say, you want to hear who was whack?
No.
What do you want to hear?
Who?
He does want to hear.
Yeah, how come you didn't, all of your career, you played in the UK, right?
Mm-hmm. All my career, yeah.
Why did you not think about going abroad? Were the offers to go abroad, did you not fancy it?
Played in good cities though.
Yeah, it was just never my, for me, Premier League's the best league in the world. So why am I going to go play in Spain? Or I had a chance to play in Spain, but why am I going to go there when I'm in the best
what
league?
What team?
Oh, you had a trial day, right?
No, this was when I'm old man.
Oh,
like,
okay, got
yeah.
you, sorry.
No, at that time, I remember there was a time where I could have gone to, what's the yellow team? Villarreal.
That's the thing, it's all about the cities.
But Villarreal were a good team back then. I don't know what they are now, but back then they were a good team. But no, I've always been, bro, I'm from England, bro. Like,
I'm so glad you brought up Diogo Forlán, because that would be an ex-teammate of yours.
Yeah.
He's now a professional tennis player.
Really? Yeah, he was tennis back then with us. He was a tennis player.
Didn't you think that about him though? Like at United, like he was all right. Tennis. And when he left, it was like, oh, we ain't lost like a superstar. And then he just started going crazy.
Nah, but he just needed time at United, I think. He didn't have time.
No, he had enough time.
He was there for a while, man.
He had enough time.
Well, you listen, but you got to remember the people in front of him. You got Ruud van Nistelrooy in front of him.
Like. He had a goal in front of him. He kept missing it.
I know, but sometimes it's like, Diego was a good player though.
Nah, he was a good player.
Diego was a good player, and he proved that when he went away from Man United. He had a great career.
What did you do? You made your debut at left back, innit?
No, left wing.
That's what I was going to ask you. What position would you play for in this United team today?
This United team
what
today?
What space would you occupy?
I think I'll get anywhere in that team.
Anywhere, respectfully.
I don't want to be, listen, I love.
No, yeah.
But the levels are completely different now.
Oh, so would you say the level then is higher than what you're currently seeing in this United team?
Level when I was, my era, is much better now, of course.
Wow.
Why? No, everyone knows that.
No. I personally think the level of football overall is higher now than what it was.
Like what I'm saying is now, if I was at United now as a 20-year-old, who's in front of him in the left wing? Is it Dallo?
Left back.
Left back or left wing. Who's there now?
Rashford, Garnacho.
Rashford and Garnacho. They're good players, but they're the players I looked at and think, nah, these can't, I'm going to be better than them. But back then, I got the best left wing in the world. I got Ryan Giggs in front of me. Do you know what I mean? It's a different ball game, bro.
Who from the current team gets even in the 16?
I don't think any of them get in there.
Not in the 16, like 11.
Oh, in the 16 on the bench?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe Bruno.
No, but Bruno's mad.
Maybe Rashford when he's on it.
But we do put Bruno on, take Park G-Song off. That's a mad call. Take him off the bench.
It's different, yeah.
Football's different now. Like, there's not Ryan Giggs wingers anymore.
Do you know what? And if you're going back 2001, Bruno will probably lose you the game more than he'll win you the game.
But what I will say is, like, how can you compare a Man United team now that don't really win nothing to a team that dominated for so long?
Yeah, that's the word.
But these men love the trophies. These men love those two trophies.
Well, they're two trophies that they won.
The mural.
Wait.
Marks, are you hearing what he's saying? It's not that we love them. I'm just saying it's just a shame that Ten Hag was so terrible.
Now it's
listen,
different.
Ten Hag was so terrible,
but still did more than Arsenal. Still did more than us.
And he's come to the Prem. He's left and won more than Mikel Arteta. Do you know what I'm saying?
Bro. I feel like the level of Man United. Them two cups are not good enough
for them.
Thank
you.
But no, I hear you though, but you're right.
But it's better than winning nothing.
No, it ain't.
It is better than winning nothing, but it's all about Prem and Champions League.
100%, but if you ain't won nothing.
Let me ask you, so you would rather, like, because he's saying.
You ain't won nothing.
I'm saying.
So?
A top
I'd rather challenge.
Would prefer a title challenge where you don't know you're going to win it over a guarantee of two domestic cups, but you're not in the top four.
For how many years?
No, no, I'm just saying.
For how long?
For my career, I prefer.
But these men got ambition. They want to win something.
You know what? I get upset. Like, no FA Cup now. It's like, no one even cares no more.
Yeah,
it annoys me. Because back then,
I was in the final last year. Was you there?
When I say no one cares, I mean like, when I was, go back 15 years ago, FA Cup was massive.
Yeah, it was a mad team.
It was like the best thing to win apart from the Premier League. Like now, as a fan watching us, I'm not even bothered if Arsenal win the FA Cup.
Who ruined it? Was it Wenger? Was it Wenger putting out his second string team for all them years?
Like going back to your two trophies, what's the other trophy? Cabero Cup. We used to be embarrassed winning that. Like when I say embarrassed, it's like I've got a medal. I've won that.
What's that?
I don't even tell people I won that.
What's that? League Cup. What's that? League Cup.
Yeah.
Didn't we get knocked out by? Sorry, everybody stop. Didn't we get knocked out by a crew or something in the League Cup?
No.
And it was all your fault. Because Ferguson came out and said, you know what? He needs to go back to the reserves.
Yeah, probably. But what I'm saying is, as a Cabero Cup, it's like, for me, Cabero Cup's like, where the youngsters, Carling Cup.
Stop.
Carling, that's where the youngsters play.
You just said Cabero Cup.
Is it Cabero?
Worthington.
Whatever it is, bro.
You don't care about this cup.
Listen, that trophy's always been for people like me who's on the cuff, who's not playing regularly, to play in that cup. It's still like now, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? FA Cup's different. I'm talking about that trophy, Carling Cup.
United put out their best 11. United played their best 11 in that
City
cup.
Play strong teams in it as well.
But I'm with you, though. I'd rather win two trophies than win nothing like us, Arsenal.
Wait, stop. Stop. I don't like this us, man.
Yeah, because you know what it is? He's confusing us.
I don't like
because
this
Because he's us. A Man U legend.
I'm not a legend, man. You, but yeah, go on.
That's employment.
You got to put him as there as a legend, bro.
No, I'm an Arsenal fan, bro. I'm not a Man U legend. I play for Man U.
So when Man United and Arsenal play, who do you support?
Arsenal, bro. Of course. But listen, I would want Man United to win. When I watch Man United play against Chelsea, I want Man U to win. I want Man U to win every game apart from Arsenal.
Arsenal, yeah.
Of course. And when I watch Sunderland play, I want Sunderland to win every game.
What about Sunderland United?
Ooh, Sunderland. Kieran
Richardson.
You know Sunderland means more to me.
No, wait.
Be real, Sunderland, you as a Sunderland.
Wait, boys,
let's...
1 second.
Go on, Kieran Richardson, you better learn.
I can never, you got to remember, Man United gave me my opportunity. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a hard one. But my best times as a professional football player was at Sunderland.
Northeast.
But without Man United, I wouldn't be at Sunderland.
What's the answer?
I would want Sunderland to win.
Come on!
You did all of that.
Come on!
I'm like, you did all of that talking.
No, but I'm saying, I got a special bond with them fans. They're my guys up there. I have a different bond with Sunderland than I have with Man United.
I've got a question then. Derbies, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously, we know there's some big ones out there. You've got Rangers, Celtics, big. United City.
United
it's
Liverpool.
Bigger now. It's bigger now than it United, was, Liverpool. Obviously, yeah. United Liverpool, I don't know, it's not even really. It's neighbouring cities. Sunderland Newcastle, where does that rank there?
Bigger than all of them in Manchester.
Sorry, what?
Bigger than all of them in Manchester.
Is it bigger than Liverpool, Manchester United though?
Yeah, bigger. With for like just the
fans,
hatred.
Like what it feels like.
Listen to me, that Sunderland Newcastle derby, that's on level with Rangers and Celtic.
The man are working in factories.
You don't understand what it's like up there. Listen, Liverpool Man United is a massive derby. That's the biggest derby.
Commercially, it's the biggest
derby. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And even then, back then, that's the rivalry was there. Man City obviously had the rivalry with Man United, but Liverpool was always a bigger derby, always. The hatred between Manchester and Liverpool is bad. But for Newcastle and Sunderland, there's not even close. There's not even close. And I've played in Manchester derbies. I've played in Liverpool derbies and Manchester City derbies.
I think Sky Sports needs to show more respect to it. And I think we should get that.
They're not in the same league, bro.
Yeah, well, when they are, they should make that bigger. We don't even know that's a derby more times.
They're not in the same league.
No, so but there's been times where they are.
No, when they are in the league, you know about it.
You have to remember, when you win that game, yeah, obviously I've won that game, I've lost that game.
I remember.
You instantly become
a legend.
A legend. One game, you become a legend.
I remember we're in that London bubble, bro. We don't really feel.
Yeah, you become a legend. Like I'm sure if you arrange against Celtic, that's another mad one. If you score for Celtic, you become that legend, right? I don't think Manchester and Liverpool have that type of thing.
Yeah, it's like, do
you know what I mean?
No one becomes a legend in that game.
So speaking of Sunderland, yeah, you moved to Sunderland after United, and who's your gaffer there, boys?
Roy Keane.
Roy Keane was a manager.
Yeah.
I only ever seen him on a pitch and as a pundit, and he looks like
hard
looks
work.
Like hard work.
I admit to you, Roy Keane was the only reason I went to Sunderland. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone there. I could have gone to Everton, David Moyes. But I didn't choose to go because even Everton's in Liverpool, right? So I didn't really have that connection. So I went to Sunderland because of Roy Keane. And did I know the size of the club at the time? I knew Sunderland was a big team in North East, but I didn't know how big it was until I got there.
New stadium, all them
time. Everything. Training ground, wicked, everything's great. But the only reason I went to Sunderland was of Roy. And Roy, obviously I know Roy being the captain of United. I had that connection with Roy. I'm still friends with Roy to this day. Top guy. Best captain of all time, in my opinion, for United.
Manager,
great manager. I loved him. He, just how you see him on TV and as a pundit, he was the same as a manager.
But do you prefer him as a player or a manager?
Player. Not even close.
You had your best time underneath him.
No. But to be fair, Roy Keane left after 1 year at Sunderland when I was there, 2 years.
Who shouted at you worse, Fergie or Keane?
Both. They're from the same cloth, bro. They're, you know what I mean? They both give you the hairdryer treatment.
Do you still speak to Sir Alex?
No.
What?
He's,
I'm just gonna ask. I know them two are boring.
Not like that. I mean, like, do I have his telephone number? Yeah. When he got ill recently, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I texted him and said, "Boss, get well soon."
Do you not speak to your uncles? That's mad.
Did he
old.
Double? Did he leave you and read?
No, he texts back. Thanks.
Oh, he texts. Or yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
He's old.
So he faxed.
Thanks.
Faxed is mad. Faxed is crazy.
Yeah, I thought he faxed back.
I feel like when you listen, like when you gotta remember, I went to school. I came through United as a kid. I didn't go there at 21 and got signed and tried to become making the first team. I've come through the youth at United.
Quite natural.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that guy natural, man.
So it's like I'm different, like in that sense. I'm like a homegrown player in that sense.
What did it feel like though, in terms of like Manchester then and Manchester now? Like now the rest of the country knows about Manchester. We all know what's up there. So, like, how did you like it up there as opposed to being down here?
Did I enjoy my time in Manchester?
But you went as a youth though.
I loved it. Because you remember, I was 15 years old. I'm leaving home as a kid. Even though I love my mum and dad, but it's like your own little, I'm free. I can do what I want.
Well, what about when you was like 19, 20?
What do you mean?
You know what he means.
1920
in Manchester.
In Manchester. Wicked times. Some of my best memories are in Manchester.
I could imagine.
I know you're trying to talk about like other stuff.
You're handling it well, though.
Nah, you're doing well. Yeah, you're dealing with the physics,
bro. Like. When you're a young 19-year-old playing in the biggest club in the world, it's carnage.
We've seen.
I think
you know. We've seen. Yeah, we know what Manny is.
I think you should just go route one.
Go on, tell me.
No, it's all right, man.
You sure?
Respectful.
I'll ask it then.
He asked it.
Okay. All right. In your career, you got four players to take on a night out.
Take it out on a night out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, who are you picking?
It's the five aside looking like you, four others.
What formation is it? All out attack. You got some deep line playmakers.
You know what? I was gonna reverse and say four guys I wouldn't take out. Who were head cases.
We'll do that as well. Not instead.
I tell you, number one. Dwight York.
Oh, we.
that's the main guy. You need to know, Dwight York.
Was that at United or Sunderland though?
Both.
That's what I'm saying.
Both. This guy is a legend, bruv.
He's a DM at Sunderland as well, isn't he? He's a centre mid.
Like Gabriel Obertan.
He wasn't in my team at United. Oh. I left.
He looked like you. I haven't seen if he's.
Who's the one that you like? You never want to see on a night out again.
Never want to see a night out.
That terrible wingman. He's talking about the Bible to the gallop and all of these things. Now them Brazilian, man.
The Brazilian.
Wes Brown.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, you no, can tell, yeah. You can tell.
Ginger.
You can tell.
Oh, okay.
Ginger.
The worst one, though, out of all of them.
Angry Ginger.
Goalkeeper Roy Carroll was the worst.
Oh, yeah, but you can see. But was he a nutcase anyway? He seemed like a nutcase.
But you know what? Like when I say Wes Brown was also a lover though, but he was just nuts. He's just nuts, bruv. Like, stay away from man.
I've been out with him.
Huh? Straight.
I've been out with him. Why are you looking
to be fair, last time I've seen Wes Brown physically in the flesh, he was out with man. And he was calm. So no, maybe he's learnt.
Yeah. I'm going back to young Wes.
Yeah.
Kieran Richardson, who have you punched up?
Have I punched up?
Yeah, man. I'm going route one now, man.
We're in life.
Not in life. In football.
In football.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear
bus
about
stops.
Billy from the estate over the road.
I feel like I've only had two scuffs when I went to Aston Villa.
Oh yeah, that was a scuff. That was a scuff club.
But it was like Bakuna,
Leandro, yeah.
Leandro, and the other guy, Moroccan guy, I can't remember his name. Not the guy from Hull. Not El Ghazi. I can't remember the name. But it's mad as well because I'm not a fighter like that. But I can't take disrespect. You got to remember, like, I'm not a fighter, but when the man's are like, I'm from, bro, listen.
From the streets. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
From the streets to the streets.
Yeah. So like, I can go so far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but after that, it's all like, it's done and dusted, bro. Makeup done. I'm not carrying it on. Do you know what I'm saying?
I see Lacazette mash up.
Cedric.
Monreal.
Cedric.
Yeah, I saw that. See, like things like that. Things like that. I'll never take that. I'm straight swinging.
So right now, current day, who's the most on it footballer, do you think? Like, who's or just on, just smoky, even if, like, they might not be able to...
It's Ben,
like,
White.
I don't think it is, you know?
Who?
It's Ben White.
Ben White?
What?
Bro, where are you from? Lakeside. Man said Ben White, you know.
If Ben White was really on it, like you are saying, he would have mashed up Rashford a long time.
Haaland as well.
You see what Rashford's done to him? Look at the highlight reels.
Does Ben White have that? I didn't know Ben White had that aura about him.
Bro, I see. I look at Gusto, yeah, and I think I feel like he's got it.
Nah, man, braids and a moustache, nah.
You know what I will say? I feel like when I watch the Prem now, I feel like there ain't man. Like when my era, he's bare. There's enough man.
It's Christian Romero. Do you know what I mean? I'm telling you, he will scuff a
Virgil
fan.
Virgil will mash him up, man.
No, I'm not saying it's not about not ability in an actual to fight. Fight. I'm not saying just what they're
who's
on.
Yeah. Who's smoky?
But them South American, man, they're like
the
that.
The way
though.
He plays football is a throwback, bro. The man don't tackle that.
I think
normal.
It's Caicedo, you know. Oh, so everyone's just backing their team.
Hugging up his mum next to the whip.
What? What, he hugged his mum? So what, bro?
Obviously, that's a good thing, innit? But... Romero never hugged his mum. He never hugged his mum. He just signed for the club.
We didn't cuss his mummy.
Nah, I'm just saying, blood, you're not. Anyone that does struggle story, I come to this club for hundreds of thousands a week because it's my childhood thing in Colombia. It's not a hard man.
He's not from Colombia as well.
Wherever who?
Yeah, he is.
He is from Colombia, bruv.
Who's from Colombia? Who's from
Caicedo?
Who are you talking about?
You said Caicedo. Yeah. Not from Colombia, bro.
Yes, he is. What are you talking about?
Ecuador.
Defo not from Colombia, bro.
Ecuador.
Let's get back in the car, boys, man.
Right, since we're talking about countries and that, because obviously you're not just a Premier League winner, England international, mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel getting your call up?
Mad. I was in my front room on watching Sky Sports. My name just pinged up in yellow.
Oh, you didn't know?
Didn't even know.
That's a bit rude.
That's sick, mad. Though. That's good.
Didn't even know. Then about an hour later, I'll get a text saying, yeah, you're going to England.
They probably informed your team. Your team probably...
Well, at the time, I was at West Brom on loan.
Oh, yeah.
You was cooking there, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely cooking.
England never been good with wingers, innit? Who's the wingers playing ahead of you then?
Joe Cole's on the left at the time. Joe Cole.
Heskey or that. Heskey's
on the right.
Nah, it's more Joe Cole.
Scholesy's tried out there as
Joe
well.
Joe Cole was the guy on the left them times.
And you scored twice on your debut?
Yeah, twice.
Craziness.
That's like who?
America, United States, USA. In Chicago.
No, I take it.
Mm.
Chirac.
I love that city. Chirac. Wicked city.
What do you make of Harry Kane's recent remarks? Yeah? He said that it should always be
country before club.
Now, as fans, yeah, when it gets to international break, I'm bored. I don't even want to watch these games.
I'm with you on that.
As a player, does it feel different?
I'm bored watching it. But as a player, for me, that was the best thing that could ever happen as a player representing your country.
Is walking into that training camp like us, do you see it as a step up when you're with all the English players? Like
definitely.
United?
Definitely. Well, not so much United because United, they're all obviously mad internationals as well. But you feel like, wow, this is
elite.
Like, yeah, I'm seeing Gerrard. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing other people big clubs.
I saw Gerrard twice.
Don't worry, Stevie had that. I told you.
Is there a man trip. You would have obviously known he was good because you was playing at that level, but then when you got to England and you saw him training, you was like, oh my God, this guy's different level.
Steven Gerrard.
Shut up, man.
Man loves Steven Gerrard.
All right.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're all, obviously, you know the names of them times. They're all
Steven
great players.
Gerrard, bro.
But I'm coming from a stable where I'm around Scholes. Mm. So I'm seeing the best.
So you know the next question, right?
Yeah, I was about to ask it.
Scholes,
yep.
Lampard, Gerrard.
Rank them.
Gerrard. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I said the other day, I get annoyed with this question because Gerrard and Scholes, Lampard, for me, I love Lampard. Everyone likes Lampard, but he's not in that thing with them, man.
Oh my gosh.
I say that. He's only there because of his goals, respectfully.
What I'm saying is the debate is always Gerrard and Scholes. It's never Lampard, really, is it? Where, I know you guys always say the third wheel, but for me...
We get the Gerrard Lampard a
do
lot.
Do you?
We get Gerrard Lampard.
Mate, that's because they're goal scorers and they're similar.
No, they're not similar, man.
Scholes is probably the level above, especially in terms of talent.
I hate comparing Gerrard and Scholes. They're both different. So different. Scholes can do things that Gerrard can do them, but not as well. But with Gerrard,
he can do things Scholes can't do.
He can do things Scholes can't do.
There you go.
And I feel like
that's why he's the best.
I feel like Gerrard, if Gerrard was in the United team,
they murder. Win the same things. They win the same things.
No, they probably win more, bro.
They do more.
Nah, you know, let me finish. I feel like it's obviously still be the Gerrard we know, but
you can get lost in the team.
Just another number with there. But at Liverpool Tower, you ain't really got what we had.
But do you reckon Scholes does that in the Istanbul 05?
This is what I'm going to say. If Scholes was at Liverpool, he probably couldn't do what Gerrard did because it's not his character.
What did Gerrard do?
The FA Cup final dragged us to the Champions League.
Gerrard, that's Captain Marvel, bro.
Come on, bro, don't do
no,
that.
No, put some respect don't on that name, bro.
What was that, West Ham? That volley
West
hit.
West Ham lost.
Yeah, last minute, lost. FA Cup, West Ham.
Come on, man.
He's done loads of stuff. Gerrard's done, bro, he's carried that team.
Bro, when it actually mattered.
He done it, he scored in every final.
He done it a lot.
Scholes did it more.
But one second, why do we always compare them to? They're both amazing.
I think that's what you just do as fans.
I know, but why though? All right, let me go back to Scholes. For me, up here, there's no one close to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because obviously, you got to remember, I'm around this guy for 8 years.
I agree.
You can't get near him, bro. Don't matter how much speed and strength you got.
He's in that Iniesta movement role.
Same, they're just on a complete different wavelength to you. You press him, he's knocked it off. You can't even get near him. He's pulled back to get it. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, for me, he's the best. But maybe if I came through the Liverpool Academy and I'm around Gerrard all the time, I might be saying Gerrard. But because I'm from that stable of me being around the Scholes, for me, Scholes was the best.
They all might be the best at what they do, you know. Gerrard's like Captain America, yeah? Cool,
yeah.
He just does
swashbuckling,
it all.
Any yeah. position.
Scholes is cerebral. Like, he's gonna kill you from a quarterback.
He's a foreign Englishman. That's what Scholes is.
Yeah, that's why the Barcelona fans love him so much. When you hear Iniesta and Xavi talk, they will say Scholes. Yeah.
And then Lampard is gonna turn up bang on cue to get you 20 goals this season.
He's been around some absolute legends. Rooney and Ronaldo came when he was there, innit?
Yeah.
Who was better when they were younger, when they first came?
As youngsters.
At Man United.
Early doors. Rooney. No one can touch Rooney like that. But, one second. One second there. When Ronaldo, bro, when we played against Sporting Lisbon in pre-season.
Oh, you was there that time?
I played in the game.
Okay.
When we played them, bro, I've never witnessed that type of talent. You know what I mean? When you come off that pitch, we're all there talking and changing. Right, who is that? Because it come from nowhere. Mm. And the next thing you know, about 2 weeks later, I'm walking through Carrot and minding my own business. I see my man walking past me. I thought, rah, blah, I'm leaving soon, guys.
But is that how it worked? That you see, like in terms of United at the time were like one of the biggest clubs in the world. And it was a case of like, you saw them, they gave you a hard time, so we're buying you, kind of thing. How many times did that happen?
Bro, only that time for me. No, before seeing a Ronaldo. No, I've seen a great player and coming United straight away. Only once I've seen Ronaldo, that's it. Like, I've never seen another player and he's come straight away. Just him.
What was the performance? Because obviously we know what his abilities like, step overs, roll, step chop. You say he put out a whole package that game?
Yeah, he was. I'm so happy he went on my side. He was on John O'Shea's side.
Was he playing left back?
I was playing left wing.
Okay.
And obviously, Ronaldo was playing right wing. He was just killing us.
So, see, Gary Neville saying he turned to the gaffer, you got to sign him.
yeah, if he said that, I could see that because it was just too much. I'd never seen a talent like that. But what's mad though is like, I always remember Ronaldo against under 21s. You guys probably won't remember. I watched Ronaldo 21s against England. Mm. They had charisma on the other side.
Charisma's different.
For me,
charisma's cold.
When I watched that game, obviously Ronaldo was doing well, but charisma at them times elite was just number one.
Outside of the foot thing. Crazy. You know what's confused me a bit though? Because obviously you're saying you ain't never seen a talent like that.
Yeah.
But then you said when they're both at United, Rooney's clear.
But I'm saying, he was on a different rank. Wayne was more
the physicals.
Big man, ready for Premier League. Ronaldo wasn't really ready for Premier League. Like, he came, he'd done his thing when he came on, had his cameos. And then we always saw the best of Ronaldo when he's more years, getting more stronger, gym, learning about his game. Because remember, when he first came to us, he was all about just getting at you and just doing his tricks and just looking good, right? And all of a sudden, he started changing. It's all about numbers. It's all about goals.
So even though, like, not to put them... I don't know if you was pitting them against each other. You might not be looking at that, yeah? At what point did you say, ah, he's better than Rooney?
We was never doing that. We wasn't comparing them. Rooney's a striker. Ronaldo was on the right wing. Yeah. We wasn't doing that. Yeah. I wasn't comparing them two.
Because at one point, I know you don't even need to check teletext. At one point, Rooney's the big man, paid all that thing for him. Champions League debut, hat-trick, all that stuff.
So Fenerbahce, wasn't it?
Yeah, so he's the big guy. But then Ronaldo turned into the man. So even though you're not pitting them against each other, there must have been a point in your mind when you realised, this is his club. Like, he's the big man.
It's only when he's doing it. It has to be.
This is when he got the Ballon d'Or that year. Remember that time he got the Ballon d'Or?
That's before he left.
Yeah.
That's when he's doing it.
That's when you're saying that. That's like the pinnacle.
So did you think, yeah?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you know he'd be this good?
Definitely.
Because this is my thing, yeah? I was young, innit?
Definitely.
I was probably like year six, year seven when Ronaldo first came around. So it's, you know, when you're that younger, you kind of only concentrate on, I'm only seeing him against Arsenal. So I'm seeing this guy and I see him on Pro 4, like.
Listen,
70, now let me finish.
Yeah, go on.
He's got 70 something shooting. Pro 5 now, it's gone up to like 86, I'm saying. Let me edit that down a little bit. But then I watched him score against us twice. I had to put it back. But all jokes aside, it's like, again, I was young and I hated United. Come on, bro. I hated them, bro. Everyone, all the United players was rubbish to me.
Yeah.
But surely you didn't think did you think he'd be that good? Marks.
He's still young as well. Ask me.
Thousand goals or whatever.
It's like what you're saying. By the time he got to the point where he's actually doing it and his Ballon d'Or, you know when he goes to Real Madrid, he's just gonna do this. Like, you got what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And even now, sometimes on a nostalgia thing, I'll type in Ronaldo highlights for Manchester United. People forget what he done to this league, bro.
You're a loser, man.
Seen nothing like this, bro. You ain't seen nothing like this.
So Henry.
Different.
Henry was first.
Yeah? As well as Ronaldo shooting up, yeah. Ronaldo was shooting, shooting up like in terms of career shooting up, yeah, right? Obviously, they're all in and around the same age, yeah? They're like, obviously, that Thiago Alcantara, he was like the name, innit? But Messi, that people in England didn't know Messi. Did you not know about Messi?
Even Messi, did you think Messi would be that good when you saw
when
him?
When I first ever saw him and what he was doing, yeah.
When he first came on the scene, he was playing us. It seemed like he was playing Chelsea every week, bro.
I was playing with Messi on Pro when his stats was whack and he was still dope.
No, he was dope.
Like, I knew but he
brother,
was
brother,
be
no, I knew these guys would be good. But, bro, the best ever.
Can I say, with Ronaldo, when he first came to United, I knew the talent. You can see the natural born talent. Everyone says about Messi's got a natural born talent and Ronaldo worked at it.
Yeah.
Listen. Ronaldo had a natural born talent. He was so gifted.
He just fine-tuned it.
Yeah, but then he took it to another level where he would be at outside training, after training, hitting doing his free kicks, going row Z, practicing all the time, getting better and better and better.
That is, but you know what they say, Messi didn't do that. He just jumped in his car, went home. just jumped in his car, went home and won.
But we're talking about the greatest player of all time, Messi. So
for you, who is the greatest?
Just said it.
Leo. It's hard for me, bro. Honestly, they're both different. But what if I would say...
You know what? You're speaking like a politician. You've done it all day.
He watched Ronaldo firsthand. So forget what we're seeing on Saturday. He's seen him every day.
I think Messi is just
alien.
Special.
Alien.
But I think Ronaldo's special though.
No, they're both special. But who's the specialist?
Mm. It's got to be Messi, man. It
has to.
It has to. Be real.
It's not about being real. It's about, you it's can't just say that. Real. You can't say it's that, bro. It's like saying Gerrard and Scholes. It's like...
No, but you can be, even with that, you can be honest. If you have to pick one, yeah, I'm it's fine Scholes margins. Yeah, that's because you're a United fan, bro. Yeah, it's true,
well, for what though? Well, if you've got to pick one person.
You've got to pick one. Messi.
For my team.
Yeah. For 90 minutes. Not for the clutch moment that you need, for 90 minutes. They're going to play their whole career at your club. Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi.
Okay.
Who are you picking?
There you go.
That is the question.
That is it.
Ronaldo, bro.
Oh, that's mad.
I respect
because you are United.
No, but I love Messi, bro. I love Messi, but you said I'm not picking for my club. Ronaldo, bro. Yeah, I know I got just mad goals coming and that.
I think Messi wins you titles. I think Ronaldo gets top.
Well, Ronaldo wins you titles as well. That's proven.
He won only two La Ligas, you know.
Bro, only two. But he's against Messi as well. But Messi had Iniesta with him and all these guys.
Ronaldo had Modric.
No,
bro, you can't put Modric. No, listen. Different. No.
No, but this is my thing, yeah. If Messi scored, 150 less career goals, he'd still be a better player than Cristiano Ronaldo for me.
I think it's preference what you like.
The game, I think Messi, it's gonna sound crazy, but I think Ronaldo is closer to a Bruno Fernandes.
Then Messi.
Yeah. And you know what is? You know,
this is what you got part with, bro.
Kieran, you know what? I don't get what they're saying, but I get what they're saying. You see, right now, you can go watch MLS, yeah? Into Miami, Messi, Suarez. Them men are super old.
They're moving mad.
But they've had still a football balling. Rolling.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Go and watch Ronaldo, Mane and that. It's diabolical, bro. It's diabolical over there, bro. It's diabolical football, bro.
Them
are
still pushing keepers into nets.
Yeah.
Like, they're going crazy over there.
Did you see when he done the chop? And then he fell over and the referee blew a foul. Yeah. And he went like that. Like,
I seen him. I saw him.
It's crazy.
I think what you like, style of play, like Messi's low gravity, small. The ball's tight to his foot. It's like what you like on the eye.
And he's a team player.
Ronaldo's a team player. How you saying Ronaldo's not a team player?
He doesn't celebrate. I had him on player cam for years. If certain players score, he don't celebrate. He walks over. He don't celebrate. If he believes they should have squared it, he will not celebrate them.
Be honest though. Trust me. Without that, he ain't the kind of player he is.
That's the
other side of it.
Then you see Messi the stairs saying like he's on a hat trick. Say to Neymar, here's the ball.
Going back to seeing Ronaldo come into the training ground, and obviously you joke saying, my time's done. Mm. When did you actually think this is a hard battle?
My time's done.
Was it instantaneous, I got to go, or I'm going to try to fight this?
Because remember, when Ronaldo came, he came like 18, right? So I'm 19. I didn't leave United until I was 22, 23. Exactly. Mm. So not really, because I had this whole left back thing as well going on. Mm. It's mad because when Carlos Queiroz first came to United, you know, you don't know who he is. He said to me, Kieran, you should be a left back. And I looked at him and I looked at him like, bro, what are you talking about? Remember, my whole life I've been attacking midfielder. Mm. And he said to me, Kieran, you need to be a left back. And I was like, nah, man, I can't. My whole life I just built on attack. Mm. I didn't see it then. But obviously later in my career, it plays out. I ended up becoming a left back.
Yeah.
And because I shut it down with him at them times, they went out and got, obviously, Evra, best left back, one of the best left back in the Prem history. Facts.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, I think that's a big shout, by the way.
He is one of. Him, Ashley Cole.
I don't even think he's top five. No,
bro. What? Bro, everyone knows it's Ashley Cole and Evra. Go away, you facts. Facts.
Nigel Winterburn. Do you know what it is? I'm a gooner. No, do you know what it is?
Winterburn.
I'm not to take away from Winter Ashley Cole Soldier. Or Evra, but there hasn't been a lot of like...
No, there ain't.
Mad Robertson. Left-backs.
Correct.
Robertson up there.
Ashley Cole's number one, then Evra's number two.
I think because he's back on social media, I think we're seeing more, so we're thinking about him more.
You shut down the left back?
Yeah, so I shut down the left back, and then I feel like when you're 23 years old or 22, whatever it was, all you do when I play football, I'm not even trying to be just sitting there on the bench and watching the man then play. I just want to go out and play. And you got to remember, I experienced leaving United and going to West Brom and playing every week. And that's when I thrived. Playing every week, like you do.
In the position you wanted to play?
I play centre midfield at West Brom.
Were you enjoying left back at United then? Or is that, like you're saying, you just need to get on, you're going to do what you're doing?
I wasn't really enjoying it, no. I enjoyed my time in midfield, centre mid. At West Brom, I played centre mid at West Brom.
Yeah, I didn't know you had all that. I didn't know you had all that.
He wasn't there at the time.
Oh, when he did.
He's at Middlesbrough.
Oh.
Beat relegation at West Brom.
When I went to West Brom, I went there, it was 12 games to go in January. Bro, we stayed up. It was amazing. Wicked times.
Who's your gaffer? Megson?
Nah, man. Robson.
Brian Robson.
Like, that was that whole...
That's why he went.
That's why I went. Because I could have gone to Norwich. Norwich were in a relegation thing. I can't remember the manager of Norwich. They wanted me to go on loan. But I went to West Brom because of the manager, Robson. The whole Captain Marvel, the whole legend. Wicked. He was top.
Who was up front for you lot again?
Campbell, bro.
Kevin Campbell.
Bad man. R.I.P. You know what? I get emotional talking about Kev because...
Legend.
Yeah, top guy, innit?
Top guy. I'm not going to cry on your show, but when I say this guy was just a G, a proper G, I would go there. I'm 19 years old. And he was like, this is Kevin. I'm an Arsenal fan, innit? So I know Kevin. And I'm like, I'm not starstruck because I'm a random Man United man, but I'm still like, right, this is Kevin. He was like, yo, come. Actually, take me out for dinner, everywhere with him. He was just a legend. And he's probably the reason, even though West Brom fans will say, oh, Kieran made a big impact and one reason why we stayed up. But for me, Kevin Campbell was the guy that made us tick.
Mm. You see that the relegation battle thing and staying up, yeah? Because obviously, other fans won't look at it like a big achievement. They're going to chat. The fans are the people that stayed up. They're lovely. But as a player, how do you feel? Because obviously you're at the bottom of the table. It's not really, it is an achievement, but it's like you're still at the bottom of the table, but then you stayed up. So how do you feel about it? Do you get pride in that?
Yeah, for me, one of the biggest achievements I've ever had.
Okay.
Is it what meant more, winning the league with United or
winning the league for sure?
Yeah, but this was your thing.
I get that.
This is your tune.
No, you're right.
West Brom was your tune.
But still, there's no. But what I'm saying is now I'm 40 years old. You will say to I won the Prem. Yeah, you don't say I stayed in the Prem.
Yeah.
It's a bigger achievement. But for me, it was like. Because at the time I was 19, I left United. I remember just before I left United that time, we played Leeds in a cup, Leeds away, Elland Road. And I had a stinker. And I remember then, my dad saying to me, bro, listen, when you go on loan now, it's sink or swim with you, bro. Otherwise you're going to be, he wasn't even talking career. You weren't even going to be a footballer. You might even just fall out. So when you go on loan, you need to make sure you call up shockwaves through the system.
So when West Brom wanted you back,
I wanted to go back.
Who said no? You or the club?
No, I wanted to go back. Because remember, I'm going to be playing Premier League every week.
Yeah. Centre mid, your position, you want to play everything.
Sir Ferguson and Roy Keane were in my ear, bruv. Don't go. Stay here. You're going to play the games for United this season.
Did you?
Huh?
Did you get the games you wanted?
No. Didn't even get the game. I would have left United.
Who
that
else
time
did they
and
lie
signed.
To?
I would have signed. I would
Wait,
have
hold
signed
on. They lied to someone else. Danny Simpson. he sat here over there or wherever it was, and he said Alex Ferguson lied to me.
Yeah,
I'm noticing a pattern.
You lied to everyone.
That's
he wasn't like, listen, bro. Listen, I'm not gonna blame Fergie or Keno. It's on me. If I'm doing the thing, it don't matter.
You,
what I'm trying to say is,
what were they doing to you, man?
If I would, what I'm saying is, I don't regret anything, man. It is what it is. But for me, West Brom, I wish I could have gone that season back to them.
And like you're saying, you would have been on Guy there permanently, yeah?
I would have at the time, because you got to remember, I was on a mad high. I just kept them up. I just played for England. I bust two goals. I'm like, bro, I want to play every week. I'm not trying to sit on the bench no more.
When he plays every week at West Brom, it got him into England. He would probably have a statue there.
I'm not going to lie. If you went West Brom, you would have lit up West Brom and someone would have picked you up. I was thinking Tottenham.
I was saying Arsenal.
Probably.
So that's what I say. From signing at West Ham, how hard do you have to go to get back up to that one of them top four teams?
West Ham was a different West Ham.
Back then was mad. Oh, West Brom, I think, as well.
You know, he was the first. West Brom was the first team to. Well, he's.
Yeah,
West Brom,
we made history.
They only got beat.
Yeah.
They only got like done again recently.
They got beat. So, I didn't even know that.
But I was in. Listen, when you leave Man United, I'm not dumb. When you leave Man United, you're only going down.
Yeah.
You are. It's the only way.
Unless you're Cristiano Ronaldo.
Unless you're going to Real Madrid. Unless you're CR7.
What was that culture shock like then, being at Sunderland now?
Loved it, bro. You got to remember, I loved it. It was like, I went there, you go from just being a squad player at a big club to being the main man at Sunderland. I like that. You like it, right? I loved it. And the funny thing is, when I went there, I got injured. I fractured my spine.
Spine, I saw that, yeah.
And I was out for most of the season. So they didn't even see me, the Sunderland fans, really.
How did you do that?
It was a continuous thing of build up through time.
I think I've got that.
Yeah, it was the worst pain ever. So the Sunderland fans didn't really get to see me like I wanted to. But then when I came back, bruv, it was just shut down.
Did you know he played with Cole and York at Sunderland?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But obviously Coley, they're on their way out at the time.
Did you play with Defoe?
There was a good season.
I left Sunderland.
Darren season. It was a good. Where did you not finish that?
We finished like, I don't know, somewhere in top 10.
Yeah, it was like 8th or something.
Yeah.
Literally, they went crazy.
Benny,
Welbeck.
Yeah, Wellers came on loan from Welbeck, us United. Baller.
Was you following Darren Bent or was he following you?
You know what? It's mad me and Bentley because you remember we're saying he's 1 year older than me, but I used to be with him as a kid. He used to be at Ipswich. I used to be at West Ham. I see Bentley everywhere. He's like my guy.
Yeah.
You come through the ranks with each other, even though we're not the same club. But as you said, Sunderland, Villa, Fulham, Bentley's in my changing room. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Darren Bent or Jermaine Defoe?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Defoe. But
it's the first time he's done that.
You threw Bentley out of the car like that.
It's a simple decision for me.
The car was moving.
I'm being real with you, bro.
Park the whip. Gerrard scores. He was like, ooh, Ronaldo, Messi, ooh. See, Ben Defoe. Yeah.
Defoe. Listen, Ben, you remember, Ben is my friend, my good friend. But he was a top striker, bro. Anyone who scores 100 Premier League goals, put respect on that guy's name.
He's a serious guy.
Benny is a serious guy. In front of goal, Benny is a serious guy. But when you're talking Defoe, you know what I'm saying?
Some gravies are different, man.
Defoe was very like Ian Wright, like just different level.
I think Defoe was a better player overall, but
definitely.
He was better than Darren Bent. I'm talking out and out nine. Darren Bent.
If he was a small elder, do you want to ask him about Jan or SMO Jan or Kenwyn Jones?
Because this is where it is. Jordy, my brethren, has done research on my heritage and I'm from Ghana, Trinidad and Jamaica. So both of them are my cousins. But I want to speak about
your cousins?
Yeah.
Really?
Nah. But yeah, no.
You didn't want to lean in.
It would have been too deep. But yeah, nah. So you played with Asamoah Gyan.
And Kenwyn.
Let's talk about Kenwyn first. I feel like Kenwyn is a very underappreciated footballer. You don't think so?
I feel like Kenwyn. At one season, Kenwyn was, it was just so strong. Yeah. He could do everything for us at Sunderland. But listen, guys, it's hard to maintain. When you get to that elite level, this is why we talk about Gerrard and Scholes and Rooney's. These guys are maintaining for 15 years. That's why they got the biggest respect. Guys who can do it for 2 seasons or 3 seasons won't have that stature because they can't maintain it. It's hard to stay at that level, do you know what I mean, of constant performing because there's so many different variations. You could, like, I went from £1,000 a week to 100 grand a week. It's like too many. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? It's too many things what come into play. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when you're a big player and you get a big contract, that's why I always take my hat off to Messi and Ronaldo. These are the best players in the world and they get the most money. How do they stay so
motivated?
How do you do it?
Oh, by the way, Kira Richardson.
Yeah.
Be honest with me. You rapped in it.
I rapped.
Do you have a tune?
Never in my life.
Everyone from South has a tune. Oh, so you made a beat.
Never made a beat.
Or you done a mix. You DJed.
DJed.
Did you DJ?
I tried to.
Yeah, we got him.
Of course, listen. Technics 12-10s, of course.
See,
I tried. I tried to MC as a kid. I was whack.
Oh, there we go. It's all coming out.
but you said I got a tune. I ain't got an official tune.
And then my beats are hidden on YouTube.
No. I haven't got an official tune.
Why wasn't you on T2 Heartbroken video?
Yeah.
What's that?
Michael got in there.
I remember that. Remember that tune?
Michael just got in there.
Everyone's in the video. Why weren't you there?
Anton was in that video.
Exactly. Yeah. What do you think?
Wait, he didn't call you.
What do you think of the footballer rapper thing?
That's what I was gonna ask. What do you reckon a footballer rapper thing?
Yeah. What do you think?
Who's the latest person to do it? Alexander Wobi.
I like that tune, you know.
Dior.
I liked it. I said, it's mad. If you, no, listen, no, the first two lines, I was like, right, it sounds all right. But no, I don't.
Hold on. What about after the first two lines?
He ain't got past the first two lines.
But I feel like with...
Don't let these men copy on.
I feel like...
Yo, Alex is my dog, man. He's...
How do I feel about rappers and playing football at the same time?
It's not. I don't think it's good.
I don't know why. I feel like just focus on your football, bro.
Could that work in your changing room? Any of your changing rooms?
It's a hard one because I'm a firm believer in you can be a footballer and also be an entrepreneur on the other side. And do things. So why can't that rapper be? It's a carafe, right? Why can't that be his thing? Like my thing is watches.
Because you know what it is? It's match day.
It's a distraction. It can be a distraction, but some people can juggle it.
You can, but I just think like let's have it right. Memphis Depay was wearing a headband in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at now. No, seriously. He's a rapper wearing a headband.
Is he still making tunes, yeah?
He's Holland's top goal scorer in history.
Who's your favourite rapper?
My favourite rapper?
Drake.
I got too many good... Who?
Drake.
Nah, man. Man said Drake, you know.
He's a gooner, bro.
Drake.
He's a gooner, fam.
There, nah, bro.
Drake's up there. I swear that
Drake's
is
up there.
Who's
your favourite rapper, man? My favourite rapper, though, of all time.
One of them. He's got all my favourite songs.
He ain't my favourite rapper of all time.
He's got some of all my favourite songs of all time. Well, I don't know what you want from me.
My favourite rapper of all time.
Drake is different gravy, bro.
No, he's wicked, but he's not my favourite rapper.
Trying to get a deal. Mugs, your favourite rapper ever?
No, my favourite rapper ever is 50 Cent. Or Jay-Z.
Mine's either Biggie or Nas.
Nas, my guy, yeah.
My favourite rapper. I'm Biggie, not a Tupac, bro. That's me.
I'm Biggie over Tupac. I'm Biggie over Tupac.
Kendrick just dealt with Drake, though. Come on, bro.
I don't enjoy the songs. I don't like Kendrick like that.
Don't you? I love Kendrick, man. I love Kendrick.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's you. And Darren Bent loves Kendrick too.
I love Kendrick.
That's what they bonded over.
So how do you listen to all them voices?
What?
All the voices. Like, he's just going crazy.
I like Kendrick.
It's about three men on the tune, but it's one man.
But I thought you meant UK rappers, not like.
Oh, okay.
Oh, go on then. Yeah, who's your?
I got too many.
Too many?
Not too many. Wretch. Dave.
Good.
Dave, I like Stormzy.
Dave got on my list the other day.
Little Sims is probably as well.
Come on.
Okay.
He's cultured. You're cultured.
Marks, you rap as well, innit?
Sometimes.
No, but I know because you're friends with Joe Black.
Yeah.
You know, I know Joe Black and his sister Book. They're my friends. So, yeah. Joe's sick.
Big up Joey.
Yeah, Joe was hard. Why are you rapping no more? I used to love him.
He's got a tape out soon, you know.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, he still dabbles.
Does he?
Marks does as well.
He does. Marks. Nice, yeah. Man.
For the rap press.
If you want to put together a
tape. I watch his show, the rap one, the battle one. I love it.
Could anyone say some of that stuff to you on stage?
No way.
Bro.
Bro. Like, we're not going there.
Right, so you signed for Fulham, Martin Yeo. Martin Yeo looks like a mafia boss. Mm.
Yeah, he Tony does Soprano. Look like a dangerous man.
Martin Yeo is
Dutch.
He's Dutch. Martin Yeo's a G.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Martin Yeo. I left Sunderland to go to Fulham, but I only left Sunderland. I wouldn't have left Sunderland, but I only left Sunderland because I had a baby, had a daughter, and I wanted to be around all the London family. So I remember telling, Martin O'Neill, I want to leave.
He's class, by the way, carry on.
Wicked manager, yeah. I love him. Bro, he just switched on me like...
Oh, your kids.
Yeah, switched on me. He ain't leaving nowhere, whatever. I was like, listen, I just had a baby. I want to be around the grandparents. Please just let me go. Sunday's my club.
Yeah.
It was more like that. I went to B, because obviously North East is so far away from the London family.
Far.
So I said to him, I don't want to sign a new deal. I just want to go. Let me go to Fulham at the time. And that's how I went to Fulham. Martin Yeo wanted me to go. I went to go to the London team. Obviously, I wasn't going to Chelsea or Arsenal or whatever. Fulham was there.
How do you react to a manager shouting at you at that age? Like, you're a big man by then.
It's nothing, bro.
Well, you don't get your back up?
It's
nothing.
That's a question I wanted to ask that we ain't really asked anyone. Who, because back then, managers were just onto players. So who kind of didn't like that? What's a player that didn't deal with that well? Or did everyone kind of have to? You're smiling.
He's got one.
You do.
No, you've got to take it, bro. Listen, I'm from that era.
No, I'm not even talking. Now, obviously, at the time, when you're driving back and you're just like, and he's just miserable. He's just silent on the plane and that.
headphones in, like, yeah.
Listening to, listening,
yeah, bro.
Listening to nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing's on, literally.
Now you gotta be listening to something or someone's gonna get mashed up.
It must have been Ronaldo, man.
Nah, bro, Ronaldo. Listen. It's like, you gotta remember, it's constructive
criticism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, they're doing it for the best of you. Don't stress about it, ain't that deep.
But don't you ever get to that, who you talking to?
Who you talking to?
Yeah, don't you ever get in that, like, don't, because obviously everyone's got that, you got your conscience, you hear your conscience in your mind, innit? You hear your conscience, that's your conscience speaking. Yeah? Oh, hey, yo, that was close.
Did you just hear what this guy said?
So I'm saying. That
was close.
Listen, I've seen enough players argue with managers, of course. I've seen loads of that. Loads of that. Loads.
Nah, it still has to be with like a level
of respect. Not with Fergie, though.
Yeah, not with Fergie. No way. Roy Keane will move to you first.
If you did, you're gone.
When you was at Fulham, was you at Fulham with a right back called L.A. Omazuzi?
No.
Steve Mulbrank? Was Steve Mulbrank there?
No, Steve was with Sunderland.
Ah, so he was just after.
I'll tell you who he was with at Fulham, though. Dan Byrne.
Dan Byrne?
Dan Byrne was young and coming through the youth at the time.
Did he have his finger gone then?
Yeah, finger was gone then. Finger was gone then.
Ask key questions, didn't I?
Yeah, finger was gone then. I remember seeing, I was like, right, your finger's gone. Yeah, he did it in a fence as a kid.
Oh.
He was climbing a fence and he just got stuck there.
Ah!
I let go, bro.
You probably did, that's what happened, bro.
Just let go.
So you moved to Fulham because you had a little one.
Mm-hmm.
What is the move to Villa then?
We got relegated, Fulham.
Damn.
Oh, you said I ain't doing this.
I'm not doing it.
Muddy pitches.
I ain't taking that. I just had a little one. I ain't taking that deduction.
No, but I was at Fulham 2 years, 3 years maybe, and we just got relegated. And obviously, I've always been Premier League player. There's nothing wrong with Championship, but at the time, Fulham was going down. Anyone gets relegated, wants to stay in the Prem. We just want to get a move back to the Prem. And that was it, really.
Was Villa going up?
Villa were in the Prem. No, Villa were in the Prem already.
But it went left, though, at Villa.
Yeah.
You know it is.
Jack Grealish.
It's a left part of the country, Birmingham. Like things go wrong there.
Villa is a massive club.
Cool. Like, bigger than Arsenal. Champions League.
You won Champions League. But it ain't. But it's a massive club.
Bigger club than Arsenal.
And I went there. It wasn't really. They weren't Villa now. Like, you know the Villa now. We was like
sleeping giant.
Not even that, bro. It's just like nothing really going on.
Did you know Grealish was special?
Yeah.
Is it crazy?
In training, I knew he was special. Yeah, he actually came on for me in his debut.
Is it?
I came off, he came on.
And then you finish your career in a very good place as well. I like Cardiff.
You pick some dangerous cities, man.
I'm seeing a pattern. I'm seeing a pattern.
You know what? It's mad because like when I think about who I played for, Cardiff never comes in my head. I was just there 3 months, right?
Let me tell you something.
It don't even come to my head.
That's gonna hit the Cardiff fan pages, though. That
no, but they'll tell you the truth. I remember I must have made six appearances for them. I was there 3 months. I don't classify myself. Even though I play for them. Yeah. I'm being realistic.
Decent town centre though. Yeah, decent enough.
Who was your gaffer though at Cardiff though?
Warnock.
Best. Warnock. Listen, Warnock. If I could get any manager on this pod, it would be him.
He'd be class.
Cool, stories I know days. Why. I know you want to know. How did you get the best at Adele to rap?
Adele was at Fulham with me.
Tell us about Adele, brother.
Speak about that.
Adele is an absolute baller. Obviously, you can see what he can do. I feel like with Adele, it's just like he's that special talent. You know what I mean? Like, that natural raw talent that man don't have. Not that Ronaldinho stuff he can do.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I think with Adele, the reason why he's done so well at QPR, he needs that manager to that love you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think when you don't have that, he's gone, bro. His head's gone.
I see Warnock saying something like, they were like, oh, when he got there, they're like, why is he training over there? Like, he's doing all this mad thing. And they're like, why is he training, doing all this mad thing? He goes, oh man, he loses them games. He just put his hand around him, saying, I'm going to give you the armband.
That's what they done. They gave him the armband from there.
Adele's that player you need to show him that love.
Yeah.
If you don't get that love, he'll go left.
Hogan said that once they gave him the armband.
Warnock said he pulled up. My man was wearing gloves in the summer. Man,
yeah,
over there, like,
yeah,
training by himself.
I feel like if he's not the main guy, like the main guy, I think he just gone elsewhere.
But they said something like Aston Villa or a better team wanted him.
Yeah.
And then he said, like, what's that road? Harrow Road?
Blackstock Road.
Like where they do the shisha?
Edgware Road.
Edgware, like, he goes, nah, man, I'm staying here, man. Edgware Road.
That's what I'm saying. He's got that type of thing.
Listen, I'm staying here, man. They ain't got one of them up
but
there,
yeah,
man.
Listen, he could do things that you can't. Well. Mad.
Did being a, like, obviously you was top utility man. Like, you played in, probably about 5 positions.
Mm-hmm.
Did that ever bother you at a point? Like, you want to make one your own?
Of course, it can hinder you. Because you want to just nail down one spot, right? But sometimes on the flip side, I always say when you're a good player, you get moved around a lot because you can do so many jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I always found that, yes, I could play centre midfield, I could play left back, do you know what I mean? So it's like, I always found that with managers in the past, I was too good, not Man United, but other clubs, I was too good to kind of leave out. I had to be somewhere in the team.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, where do you think you'd play now in this three up front generation, three in midfield?
Yeah, three in the midfield.
You'd be in the midfield three.
In the midfield three, yeah.
Right side, left side?
Left side.
Left side.
I'm left foot.
Left
yeah.
eight, we need one of them.
So, but it's different now. Like the game where back then it was like very traditional, right footers stay on the right side, left footers. Now everything's inverted.
Like I always say, Varon came to United.
Quality player.
best touch I've ever seen in football.
Is it?
Best touch. Best first touch you've ever.
He was a madness.
The problem with Varon was he was too advanced for United at the time. You know, like United in a free net. Free.
He was a free. Yeah, he was a free midfielder.
He was so good.
That's what it was. He needed a free.
He needed a free. Third man. And United, we never had that. It was always Roy Keane and Scholes.
Yeah, they might have barking at him. Get back!
Where did you not get him from? Lazio.
Yeah, Lazio.
Yeah, it was Lazio.
That's why I always said he was ahead of our time. We wasn't ready for him at the time. But when he said he in training, bro, I remember one time we was in America in pre-season. He did the ball came over. He touched it and he did the, you know, the Rabona thing, the leg behind. Yeah. Mm. Put it top corner, bruv. Put it top corner on the half volley. Everyone in training stopped and went like, come back 10 minutes, bruv. No one ever seen that. This is Man United. Different level gravy.
Think fast. Least favourite manager?
Least favourite? Remy Garde.
Favourite manager?
Well, what happened?
Don't say Sir Alex.
He can say what he wants, bro. He's a good
Steve Bruce.
Thank you.
Steve Bruce, go on.
Even though I want, because it's the easy option, Steve
weird,
Bruce.
Weird nose though, isn't it?
It's not a weird nose.
Weird, no, he's a centre-back, bro. Yeah. He's getting...
It's a hurt nose.
Is what it is. Yeah. I know, don't know more, but back then, it was all about that.
Biggest regret?
Yeah. Biggest regret? Maybe that time there, I should have went to West Brom after we saved him.
Yeah, I think things...
That's my only little thing. But even, I haven't really got regrets because it is
you
what it is.
You still had a good career though.
Yeah, man. I don't really have...
Anyone,
I don't have
anyone that watched football then, you're... It's not a, do you remember Kieran Richardson thing? Like your household.
Toughest opponent at left back.
If I'm honest with you, I didn't really have many tough opponents like that. Because I was like, yeah, boom. but I would probably say Dyer at Swansea.
Oh, Nathan Dyer.
Not a joke. But you know why? Because
hey, quick.
It was different because
ball carrier
I preferred the Theo Walcotts and the Hazards who tried to kick it past you and run.
He was a close
control. Because it was easy for me. Yeah. Because I had the pace to back them. So I found it very easy. But the guy with Dyer, he would have that inside run off the ball. And I was like,
hey, hold on, Walcott pace. You think you was up there?
Walcott.
You was fast though. You was quite Walcott. Fast.
He couldn't run me ever.
Walcott.
Never in his life could run me.
Wow.
Lippy, you've had a bad day.
What do you mean? Walcott was not bad. Walcott was light. Walcott, did you? Because Walcott's probably who's the fastest player you think you played against?
The fastest player I've ever seen is Adama Traoré. Adama now at Fulham.
He was fast.
He came Villa, and I thought I had pace. I never seen pace like that.
Yeah, but do you think that was age as well?
Yeah, for me, yeah. Age. When I was 21, 22, these men can't run past me, ever.
Remember, I'm space.
Never run past me. Kick a ball past me. Walcott. Remember, I used to play against Walcott. He used to be Tottenham's right back. Yeah. He could never run me.
Who was the fastest, the quickest player at United when you was there?
Me.
Come on.
What?
I was the quickest player.
Bro.
He was fast on pro. He was fast
at United. I'm the quickest player.
You men are crazy. That's what I say to you. There's media quick and there's real life quick.
Yeah, yeah. I remember at the time, I was that quick, yeah. Ronaldo's quick as well with the ball.
Yeah.
And Ronaldo, you say to me, Kieran, you're the fastest, but I'm the fastest with the ball. I was like, all right, but you are. I allow you, bro. But he's true, though. He can run with the ball the fastest. There's a difference.
Right now, media quick is Kyle Walker, but you just heard the man say the fastest he's seen is Adama Traore.
No, Walker's crazy quick. But Adama Traore, there's no one quicker than him in the Premier League.
And that's it. There's media quick and there's real life.
I don't
quick.
Think no one don't say Walker's faster
Darwin's
than Adama.
Probably quicker than
no
Kyle
one's
Walker.
Faster than Adama. No, I don't hear people say anyone's faster than Adama.
No, but I'm saying no one's faster than the world.
Do you know why? More time, he just kicks the ball out.
Did you not see him against when he ran Walker?
Yeah.
He used to do that to me every week in training.
Yeah, he's fast still.
I never realized. I thought I'd pace, even though I was 33s.
I'm still fast.
I'm still fast, but I'm not as fast as
I'm
25.
Faster than Trossard.
But when he came to Villa, 100%. I realized how fast this guy was, and it wasn't my level. And I just said to you, I was fast, but he was different gravy. So when I see him running Walker, I know that. That's light.
You might have done him over 100, though, you know. That's never, my theory never. About who? Adama.
Who? Never.
I think he's too light.
Never. I tell you now.
100
I reckon he blows everyone. Maybe Van de Ven. He's got a big stride.
Yeah, Van de Ven. Darwin Nunez.
Van de Ven's quick, you know.
If I take United off the table,
yeah.
Could you go best defender, best midfielder, best striker you've played with?
Take United off the table, yeah, because I was going to say it to you. Better to do that because I can just name all the United team.
Wow, best keeper.
Best keeper. I'm trying to think of my keepers.
He played with Pickford, by the way.
Pickford at Sunderland, but he was a young kid.
Craig Gordon at Sunderland, yeah.
Who was at West Brom?
Who did West Brom?
My man.
Can't remember.
Yeah, who knows, man? Who knows?
My best goalkeeper, I would say.
I said he don't know.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Who it is, I'm sorry.
that.
You know what? Craig Gordon was good, but Mignolet was good as well.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Simon was good. When Simon first came to Sunderland, Gordon was number one. And then he just flipped the script on him, and then he became number one at Sunderland.
Defender.
Which right back?
Oh, let's go
or
right
in
back.
General?
Let's go right back.
Let's go right back, and then full back. One centre back.
So many
yeah.
people. Centre backs. Oh, man. I'm trying to think my clubs.
Say best 11.
You give me a best 11, bro. It's like...
Well, listen, you could just pick one defender. If there's someone that's come to your mind, go one defender.
You know, Salah is a centre-back who was really good. Fulham centre-back.
Hangerland.
Yeah. He was cold. Bro. He was cold.
Bro, Hangerland. Obviously, many years, I used to play against him against him over the years. I never realised how good he was until I was there in training with him.
I think Hangerland was born in Texas.
Tricky. Was he? He could play with his feet, you know.
Is yeah, I remember Arsenal was linked
when
with
I
him
went
for
there.
A while.
I was like, right, he could play with his feet.
Down. Yeah, he could. He could
really good ball. Defender, really good
midfielder and winger.
Midfielder off my head, Steve Malbronk.
Steve Malbronk was class. He was actually cold.
Steve was really good.
I can't lie.
He was like you couldn't get the ball for him.
Yeah.
Striker. I'll say Darren Bent, my brother.
Yeah, it kind of has to be. You know?
Yeah.
You got to give him something.
Russell Holt. There you go. Darren Bent, striker. Wicked striker.
No, the goalie.
Goalkeeper.
By the way, yeah, have you seen this David Coote stuff that's going around?
The referee?
Yeah.
Yeah, seen it.
But do referees say cheeky things to you?
All the time.
They will.
All the time.
Do they hype up though?
Sometimes.
Of course they do.
Okay, not cheeky, like crazy things.
Not crazy things, no, but.
What was my man's name again? Uriah Rennie, the black one.
Yeah, I was saying that.
He was a black belt in a couple of things. He would have twisted something.
But did
up.
He talk like a black man out there? Yo, brother, don't.
Yo, brother, yo.
Nah, I don't think so.
Dwight, yo. Stop now, yo. Yellow card,
missing.
Say, yo, Richardson, mine, you know.
Say, yo, walk on him.
Richardson, fix your face, boy.
Walk on him.
I'm going to be mad when I see Kieran Richardson in the Legends of United game, you know.
Why?
Because he's Arsenal'd us off today.
Yeah, that's kinda. What it's meant. I think you'll be surprised at how much United players aren't United fans. Truth, Rooney's not a United fan.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, shoot. Fair, it's not fair.
Are you a United fan?
Yeah.
From Essex.
That's where's West Ham kids? Where's West Ham kids?
That's facts. I worked for them.
What do you want me to say about Man United? I love United. I told you, if I see them playing, I want them to win the game. If it ain't Arsenal.
Or Sunderland.
is that bad, though?
Well, where are
they
from?
No, I just don't like it.
It's Man United. I want Man U to win. But I have respect for the club that gave me my opportunity, bro. I have to do that.
So I'll always love Madonians. Let's talk about football now. Luckily for me, we're not talking about the Prem in today's episode.
We can?
No, let's not do that. Let's only ask the guests, please. Okay. Yeah?
And no one chime in then.
Who do you think is going to win the league?
City.
Where do Arsenal come?
Third.
What at me for?
Because, no, do you know what? To be fair, you said
top but I said this beginning and start of the season, I thought it's going to be City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea.
Are Arsenal done? No, you see, like, they had the title runs, yeah? Where they really nearly won the league. And then they missed it and they had the next season, almost did it, didn't quite do it. Lose a sporting director. It just doesn't look like it did the last couple of seasons. Is this where they start to drop off and we see them again in around 10 years?
It's funny how, like, four games can change everyone's... Do you know how mad that is? Go back four games ago, you was all saying Arsenal win the Premier.
Not me.
Do
you know what it is?
Some people were saying that, though.
Everyone's been waiting for these four games, the last, like, two seasons. They've been waiting for this moment to say, look, now, I told you.
You know what? I feel like we're getting in the right direction, bro.
There's 27 games left.
Compared to the last how many years? We've been completely... Since Wenger, it's been nowhere, bro.
Why are you not a coach? Or in football at all? Because even, listen, Jason Punchin manages Iron Apple.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
I saw that.
Do you know how much sense that makes? That makes so much sense.
Off-season, Litty.
Off-season,
Litty.
Off-season. After the game, Brood.
No, but how? Because in January,
it don't really go up there.
But as soon as the
end of the season, it goes,
June, bro. July.
The Johns are in their yard.
Did you know that as you was playing then?
What? Like, I didn't want to be a manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Did you have to get there?
It wasn't my, no. Yeah. It wasn't my thing to be even a coach even. Mm. I had times where I could have, they said, go do your badges. We all have that
man
opportunity.
Took the time off, innit?
Yeah. it didn't appeal to me. I was never really that.
You went
that,
back to the decks.
That wasn't my thing. I've always been the other side, more business side to things, business things like property or whatever. And obviously I had a watch company, but I've never been into coaching like that.
Right. Last question then from me. What's the best investment right now? Investment piece.
Oh, piece.
No, don't go to footballer pieces. We're talking real life human beings.
No. Like, what would you? Where do you think? What do you think's next to go?
Next to blow. Oh man, it's so rough. I feel like you want safety or
no
safety. What sort of budget?
No,
I'm asking what sort of level?
Like not
10
no,
grand,
no
20
RMs,
grand?
No, up to like 100 bags.
100 bags?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is major levels?
Yeah.
Dan's major.
No, I'm asking questions.
I seen buy a kettle in the middle of Old Beach, bro.
I did buy a kettle in Old
always
Beach.
Protect, bro. Always protect for me.
Is it?
Yeah, but they're hard to get now.
They are hard to get.
But you can get in it.
You can get
in it. Lippy, what do you think?
Listen. I had a Casio ting.
Yeah, I took Casios.
Yes. The calculator one.
Yeah,
the calculator one. I love that watch.
It's cold. And it weren't even mine. I borrowed it off my bridging and just never gave it back.
The one that you turn over the TV?
Yeah, but it did have batteries in it, so I don't even know. It's just, it looked good on my wrist.
I'll say buy a watch you like. You got to enjoy your watch.
I was a watchman from a long time. I'm done with watches now, pretty much.
You done? Why are you done?
I kind of watched them all go
up and down.
And then do.
Where go back up?
Yeah, they go back up. That's why I'm asking you, what's next to go?
You got to get out when it was high, man.
It's like anything, bro.
Who's your favourite player ever?
Ever?
Favorite.
It's hard, man. Ever.
I know he's right there, though. He's right there. Say it.
Who are you going to say?
I don't know. No, but say it.
Thierry. No, you know what? My favorite for me is Gobi Ronaldinho.
Ronaldo.
R9, bro.
R9.
Oh, really, he's my guy as well. But R9 and Ronaldinho, they're my favorites. R9. But UK, Ian Wright, bro.
Ian Wright.
Ronaldinho or Neymar?
Dino, but Neymar is all-time goal scorer for Brazil.
See, Neymar's
got to put some respect on that name.
Big drip,
Dino all day.
Dino all day.
Big drip, Neymar's big drip.
He's the best. Bro, listen, get on this. I used to play, bro. I remember doing things in a game in Premier League and doing something and shouting like Dino, like he was my like idol.
Neymar, you don't.
Do you know what I mean?
Neymar.
He was my idol. But R9, nah, no one's coming. No one can touch
R9. R9's the one, bro.
No one can touch R9.
The one, bro.
Like, I'm over Messi and CR7.
Best player in the world right now?
Right now.
Right this second.
Bellingham.
Vinny Jr. Yeah.
I think
it ain't really, for me, they ain't really no like mega.
Systems.
I think
that means football's in a bad place.
For sure.
That's why I'm just going to go Rodri. I think Rodri's the best player in the
world. It's a shame that there's no more like great number 10s, isn't it? They're all gone.
I don't know. There's no teams with number 10s. That's what I'm saying.
It's a shame.
The number 10s like Laudrup them down there, yeah? Zidane and them man there.
What do you think of United's new gaffer?
Yeah, that's what Mark's texting me. I don't know why you're texting me that though.
I'm hoping he does a good job, but I don't really know a lot about him. Let's see how it goes, bro. It's hard. It's hard up there. It's not easy.
You hate us, man.
I don't hate you, bro. It's hard up there, bro.
I just don't feel the love, man.
No, I'm just saying it's hard up there. Come on, man. I'm realistic.
Kieran, you know I called your name. Remember when I asked me who, I said they need some diversity. I didn't know you didn't take your badges. But I called your name. I said they need some diversity. Am I lying?
What?
I said, yeah. I need black managers, man. For Man United, man. I said, Kieran Richardson, man.
You black managers. You're
a black man up there, man. You know what I'm saying? They need to smell some.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the man that would just all have watches in the free kick wall. Just bare protection.
Man said oxtail
at half time. At least you know time is money with this man here, you know. Time is money. You can't waste this man's time.
No, I think Rio be a good shot.
Ah, Rio will destroy his legacy.
You reckon?
We made Rio pick a team, yeah? Drafts here, yeah?
All United.
He picked Schweinsteiger. Really? Don't let him pick no team. You're seeing him play other people. Don't let him pick a team. Make him stay with the microphone and, yeah?
Vibe with five, man.
Yeah. Five. You know, Rio, it's always like, obviously, football level, the best. But he's always had that entrepreneurship on the other side. You know, that's one person I would say who can balance it well. When I said about balancing it, he's one guy who can do that. But other people, it's hard.
You've got Rosso's. It's hard. I'm sure Rosso's is.
Yeah, he's got the restaurant Rosso. He's got so much, you know. I look up to a man like that as a kid. I was like, run, this guy is.
When you're in them positions, you know how much people must forward with like business proposals and you've got to dissect what's good and what's not. And so part of being a businessman is knowing what's good, isn't it?
Listen, boys. Yeah. It's time to wrap up, so if you got the watch, you could bring it out now for us.
It's there. I'm looking at it.
Sorry, Brian. Got one.
No gift.
Next time. I'll bring the Casio.
We're going to invite you on No Behaviour. We're going to invite you on No Behaviour. You might have to bring
it. I'm going to invite you on No Behaviour. Yeah,
we're going to shout you. Bring your No Behaviour podcast. Don't worry about these men.
Family.
Family Tree. We got you, brother.
Kieran Richardson, boys. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, man.
Listen, like, comment, subscribe.
Filthy. Bow!